This is Senator Bob Dole. The liberal stranglehold on public television slips a bit. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, you would think that an award-winning documentary on a Holocaust would be suitable fare for public television. Unfortunately, the liberals who control the taxpayers' network put the film Harvest of Despair in deep freeze. The documentary details a 1932 famine created by the Soviet boss, Joseph Stalin, to wipe out the fiercely independent Ukraine. At least 5 million Ukrainians were starved to death. Ted, Harvest of Despair was made for the 50th anniversary of the Ukrainian Holocaust, but that was 3 years ago. Thanks to steady pressure from conservatives, the liberals finally let the taxpayers see this anti-Soviet film. Ted, Ukrainian Americans will never forget the famine, nor the treatment they got from public television.
Bob, it's amazing how you can take even a massive tragedy like the Ukrainian famine in the 1930s and twist it into an attack on public broadcasting. Harvest of Despair is an extraordinary documentary, extraordinarily moving and extraordinarily depressing. The 50th anniversary of the famine in the Ukraine stimulated new interest in the untold story of the tragedy. The world is entitled to know the facts about Stalin's role in this appalling chapter in the history of their homeland. Harvest of Despair, the documentary that resulted, was produced in Canada in 1983. It won gold medals for Best TV Documentary last year and was shown nationally on public television last month. PBS deserves credit for showing this important film, Bob, but all they get from you is another right-wing tongue-lashing. They must be doing something right. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on The Deal to free reporter Nick Daniloff from the Soviet Union. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.